KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Thursday. It's the 9th day of November for 2017. After a day-long standoff, Amador County law enforcement officers took a suspect wanted in Calaveras County into custody late yesterday afternoon. The incident started early in the day when the Amador Sheriff's Office, at the request of the Calaveras Sheriff's Office, executed a search warrant at a home in Pioneer looking for Jamie Mark Buchanan. According to reports, Buchanan is wanted in connection with a violent crime that occurred in Calaveras County. During surveillance of the Meadow Drive home, units saw a female subject and several children leave the residence. Officers then created a perimeter around the home and ordered Buchanan out. After he failed to comply, and after several hours of attempting to negotiate with no positive results, the decision was made to use chemical agents. A short time later, around 4:30, Buchanan was taken into custody without further incident. An assault weapon and a handgun were located and recovered at the scene. A canine team from Sacramento County Sheriff's Office, Amador SWAT, and Calaveras County Sheriff's detectives were also on scene assisting throughout the day.
Well, the Amador School Board worked through a list of policy items at Wednesday night's meeting. The board held a public hearing on a report of development fees collected and spent by the school district from new housing construction. In the 2016-17 fiscal year that ended in June, the district collected a little over $500,000 in developer fees. The district spent just over $1 million on various facility projects in the county schools, including $285,000 on high school athletic fields, $178,000 for two new portable classrooms at Ione Junior High, and $147,000 for the Sutter Creek Elementary Playground. Now, the district's capital fund has $1.5 million in reserve, and Assistant Superintendent Jared Critchfield said he expected fees to increase in the current year as housing developments in Ione and Plymouth come online. Now, the board also reviewed a plan detailing the district's special education services. The board also heard a report from Eloy Vento, who provides construction management service for the district's solar power project and other construction projects, and renewed his contract through January. The board also debated a district policy over electronic communications, but issue of privacy versus public disclosure were referred to a new subcommittee for further discussion.
And the Amador Water Agency has a portion of Ione under a boil order. The Oak Ridge area in Ione, a contractor drilling to install anchors to stabilize overhead utility poles, hit a 6-inch water main yesterday. Amador Water Agency crews made the repairs and water quality samples were taken to a lab. All residents along Oak Ridge and Ione are on a boil order until the Water Agency receives confirmation that the samples are clear.
Well, Amador Fire Protection District recently awarded a $70,000 traffic safety grant for the purchase of hydraulic-powered auto extrication equipment with funding from the California Office of Traffic Safety. The new grant funded Jaws of Life, which can aid in extricating victims from a severely damaged vehicle. In 2016, the Amador Fire Protection District responded to 106 crashes to aid victims injured, in which 32 of those required extrication. According to AFPD Chief Dave Bellerive, delays can negatively impact the patient's trauma survivability, and this new equipment will improve the speed at which firefighters can access crash victims trapped in a vehicle. The holiday season's approaching, and AFPD is joining the efforts of the California Office of Traffic Safety to bring awareness that DUI doesn't just mean booze. While alcohol remains the worst offender for DUI crashes, prescription medications and marijuana can also be impairing, or in combination with alcohol, can result in a DUI arrest. And I should have said can be impairing by themselves, or in combination with alcohol.
And the El Dorado National Forest will begin the sale of Christmas tree permits on Monday the 13th. Permit holders may choose from a variety of pine, fir, or cedar trees up to 6 inches in diameter at the base in designated cutting areas, of course. Permits will be issued during regular business hours through December 28th. El Dorado National Forest tree tags cost $10 each, with a limit of 4 tags per family or address, and a forest limit of 4,500 tags total. Now, the tree tags are available at the Amador Ranger District office on Silver Drive in Pioneer. The office is open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and the following Saturdays, November 18th and 25th, December 2nd and December 9th, from 8 to 4:30. Cutting a Christmas tree not only offers a traditional holiday experience, but also helps to thin the forest of excess smaller trees, which helps to create a healthier forest over time.
Well, as a special thank you to those who served and are serving our country, Common Ground Senior Services invites veterans and active duty military personnel to enjoy a thank you lunch on them this Friday the 10th at the Senior Center from 11 to 12:30. The menu features pork roast, mashed potatoes and gravy, grilled carrots and squash, whole wheat dinner roll, cake and ice cream. Jack McGee will be on hand to provide entertainment with patriotic music.
And men's health is the topic of a free workshop today at Mark Twain Medical Center. Tackle Your Health is the theme for the event, focusing on lifestyle and health resources for men. Now, the event runs from 10 to noon today, and a variety of speakers and health resource organizations will be featured. Lunch is included as well. The Tackle Your Health seminar is part of the Mark Twain Medical Center's ongoing series of A Plan for Me. They are free planning workshops. It's all sponsored by Mark Twain Medical Center and Mark Twain Healthcare District.
And this Friday, that's tomorrow, from 1 to 3, Cub Scout Pack 63 families, along with the help of some friends, will host a fundraiser bake and craft sale at Dieter Park and the Jackson Scout Hut. $1 bake sale items will be offered, along with $2 make and take craft kits. All proceeds will benefit the children of veteran families for Christmas from Victory Village Veterans Center. Donations are welcome. For questions, contact Marissa Hall at 916-402-2976.
That's a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.